This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Myanmar security forces opened fire on a funeral Sunday, a day after more than 100 people were killed during protests against the February military coup. Witnesses say mourners fled the funeral as the gunfire erupted. Defense chiefs from a dozen countries, including the United States, issued a rare joint statement Saturday condemning Myanmar's use of lethal force against unarmed people. Elsewhere, thousands of villagers in eastern Myanmar who are from the Karen ethnic minority fled across the border into Thailand. The exodus was prompted by several airstrikes on a Karen guerrilla position in the area. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The bombing of Karen State's Mutro district near the Salween River by Myanmar forces left many injured and some dead. The director of humanitarian group Free Burma Rangers, David Eubanks, says the attack was unexpected.
There were multiple airstrikes, and what was very different for us is we haven't had airstrikes there for over 20 years.
The tension at the frontier comes as pro-democracy leaders are seeking to have the Karen and other ethnic groups join them as allies, which would add an armed element to their struggle. So far, the ethnic armed groups have only committed to providing protection to protesters in the areas they control. The Karen National Union, or KNU, the leading political body for the Karen minority, is one of more than a dozen ethnic organizations that have been fighting for decades to gain more autonomy from Myanmar's central government. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mozambique's defense ministry says dozens of people were killed during coordinated jihadi attacks in Palma, in the northern part of the country, 4 days after the raids were launched. Seven of those killed were in an ambush during an operation to evacuate them from a hotel where they had sought refuge. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea says the UN Security Council is showing a double standard as its sanctions committee criticized the country's recent missile test as a violation of UN resolutions. At the meeting, the United States called for imposing additional sanctions and tightening the implementation of existing measures, denouncing the test as a violation of UN resolutions. This followed a statement by North Korea on Saturday saying the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden had taken a wrong first step and revealed deep-seated hostility by criticizing Pyongyang's self-defense missile test. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there will be costs Russia for its allegedly malign activities against the United States. We will take the steps necessary to defend our interests at the time of the U.S.'s choosing, Blinken said at a CNN interview that aired Sunday. The top U.S. diplomat said officials are in the process of considering what sanctions or actions Washington plans to take against Moscow and in consultation with other NATO countries. Opening statements in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who is white and is charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd, a black man, are set for Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The trial is expected to last about 4 weeks and will be live streamed and broadcast. Floyd was declared dead after Chauvin pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes while handcuffed, pleading he couldn't breathe. Judge Peter Cahill is respected and has a reputation as state's first black attorney general is leading the prosecution. Chauvin's lead attorney is Eric Nelson, who often represents officers. The jury is made up of 9 women and 6 men. 9 of them identify as white, 4 as black, 2 as mixed race. They range in age from 20s to 60s. I'm Julie Walker.
While the United States vaccination campaign against COVID-19 is well underway, daily rates of infection remain high. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House's top advisor on the pandemic, is expressing concern that this could be the result of states lifting some sanction restrictions too early, especially around spring break. Last Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden pledged to put 200 million shots into arms in his first 100 days as president. At the same time, the U.S. has been confirming roughly 60,000 new cases daily for the past few days. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.